Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 24th edition. We get ready to kick off the final week of regular season action around Major League Baseball. Hope everybody had a great weekend, enjoyed some NFL Week 3 action. And Tiger Woods, y'all, is back officially, finally. He's been playing some great golf this year, way better than many expected. Finally found that winner's circle on Sunday at the Tour Championship. So the LT great. Is back, and it's great to see for the sport of golf. We got the Ryder Cup this week. Special Always Pressing pod tonight with myself, Jesse, and Ryan Baroff of the Golflandia podcast will be joining us to preview the Ryder Cup action. Should be a lot of fun there, so get ready for that one. But you're here for baseball action, and if you like baseball, try playing on Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports will get you free entry into a $3 tournament of your choice. They got the football on the weekends. They got baseball going on. Hockey and basketball is just around the corner. The swing season of golf, the Safeway Open in Napa, starts in a couple weeks. So that'll be back on Draft. Tons of great stuff happening over there on Draft. Again, draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports to check out for a free $3 entry into a tournament of your choice. Before we get to the players, if you can give us a rating and review on iTunes, we'd much appreciate it. It goes a long way in helping out the cause. All right. Let's get into the starting pitchers on this slate. Also, real quick, no birthdays today, no important ones at least. Weather-wise, Miami-Washington wind blowing in from right field at 13 miles an hour. About 50% chances of rain there. Baltimore-Boston wind blowing in from center about 11 miles an hour. Philadelphia-Colorado wind blowing in from about 10 miles an hour. And then there's a Cubs and a White Sox, both in Chicago tonight. About 25 to 35% chances of rain there. So there's a storm going through the Midwest. Heading up to the northeast, so be careful on the weather there. Hopefully everything gets in. The worst of it looks to be in Washington, so keep an eye on that. Your totals real quick. Marlins at Nationals, 8. Astros, Blue Jays, 9. Orioles, Red Sox, 9. Yankees, Rays should be Luis Severino against the bullpenning Tampa Bay Rays. Pirates, Cubs waiting on that one as well because of the weather in Wrigley. Cleveland and the White Sox, total of 9. Brew Crew at Cardinals, a total of 8. Phillies at Rockies, 11. We got a Coors Field week ahead to finish out the season. Why not? Dodgers, D-backs, 7. Rangers, Angels, 9. A's, Mariners, 8. Padres, Gigantes, 7.5. So a nice little 12-gamer to kick us off on the week. The pitching. We have a few guys. 5 guys over $10,000. 8 guys over $9,000 and above. So let's get at it. Not going Luis Severino's way, but next up, Corey Kluber, 10-9. Is a discount at the Chicago White Sox. Yes, watch the weather there. But Kluber's faced the White Sox 3 times this year. He's given up 3 runs in 21 innings pitched, striking out 28, averaging 33.4 a start against the White Sox. We were all over him his last time out. 8 innings, 3 earned, 11 Ks for 32 DraftKings points. In his recent starts, 32 against the White Sox, struggled at Tampa. 35-2 against the Royals, 33-4 against Tampa, struggled at Kansas City. 18-3 against Boston, 27-6. 17-6, 40.3. This guy is elite, as you'd expect, over 200 Ks on the season. You know, it's a White Sox team we talked about over and over again. They strike out about 25.5% of the time. Kluber is a minus 230 road favorite in this matchup. Not much else you need to say here. They have a team total of 3.45, lefties 290, righties 298. Corey Kluber at 10-9 makes a phenomenal start tonight. Next up, you got Steven Strasburg at 10-7, weather permitting. At home against the Miami Marlins, he's faced them twice this year. 2 earned in 11 innings, 19 Ks, 29.2 DraftKings points. He faced him his last time out, 6 innings, 2 earned, 11 Ks for 30.7 DraftKings points. Back-to-back 30-plus point performances from Steven Strasburg. Watch the weather, though. As I said, it looks pretty nasty there in Washington. Miami strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching, and Strasburg is a minus 240 home favorite. Marlins have the lowest team total of 2.9. They have a 290 WOBA and a 122 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Strasburg very much in play again. I'll pass on Taillon at the Cubs out of respect for the Cubs. Kershaw at Arizona, I'll pass on. Robbie Ray, I'll pass on. Paxton, you just never know how healthy he really is against the A's. But Jack Flaherty at $9,100 is outstanding. At home against the Milwaukee Brewers, a team we know he can strike out quite a bit. He's faced them three times this year. He struck them out 29 times in 18 innings. Redonkulous. He's approaching 2 Ks per inning. He's only given up 2 earned runs in those 18 innings. He's averaging 29.4 points per start against the Brew Crew. Jack Flaherty has been electric, and this is a must-win status for St. Louis. Big, big series for the NL wild card between the Brew Crew and the Cardinals. The Brew Crew strike out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Flaherty striking out 30%, almost a 43% ground ball rate. The Brew Crew's team total is 3.7, sixth lowest on the slate. Lefties 282, righties 274 versus Jack Flaherty. Flaherty at $9,100 is outstanding this evening, and I love it quite a bit. So at 9K and above, Kluber, Strasburg, Flaherty, simple as that. Now we drop down the next, 8, 7, and 6K ranges. There's three guys I'm looking at here. One is led by Cole Hamels of the Chicago Cubs, $8,400. Again, watch the weather here, but he's faced Pittsburgh twice this year. Zero earned runs in 12 innings pitched with 12 strikeouts, averaging 25.3 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He scuffled at Arizona his last time out with an 18-4 against Cincy, 12 at Washington, 15-9 at Milwaukee, 23-1, 32-8, 21, 30.6. He's been very, very good, and he's $8,400. His price has kind of dropped a little, actually, from where it was in recent weeks with the Cubbies. It's a Pirates team that strikes out about 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Hamels, 23% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. Everything checks out there. Obviously, we're waiting on a team total, but the Pirates are 313 WOBA, 158 ISO versus left-handed pitching. Hamels at $8,400 is a gift. Now, you slide on down, you get a little interesting here. You look at a guy like Nate Eovaldi, $7,300 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Yes, Eovaldi's been very, very up and down this year. He's faced Baltimore once. He gave up eight runs, four earned in 2 2/3 for -9.2. In his four games pitched for the Red Sox at home, he's averaging 16.4 points. He's coming off a 20.5 at the Yankees, so something to keep in mind there. But very, very much an up-and-down guy. That was like his most recent actual start, though. He's been coming out of the bullpen the last few, so take that with a grain of salt. But back on the hill, starting tonight against a Baltimore team. We know you can take advantage of it, $7,300. They can take advantage of you if you're off as well. But where did Eovaldi go? There's Baltimore strikes out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. We have a $7,300 Nate Eovaldi, a -215 favorite against Baltimore. Something that definitely catches your attention. He has a 45% ground ball rate to go with his 20% strikeout rate. Baltimore's got a 3.6 team total. It's fifth lowest on the slate. It's even lower than the Brew Crew. Lefties 330, righties 284 versus Eovaldi. So he gets the righties down pat, and there's a lot of Orioles right-handed bats. And you have a 303 WOBA and a 160 ISO. Both average at best. Pretty much below average when you really break it down versus right-handed pitching. So Eovaldi at 73 becomes a cheap option. If he got beat up, you wouldn't be completely shocked. At the same time, in this matchup, he should succeed quite well. Last but not least, at $6,100, Felix Pena of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at home against the Texas Rangers. Very interesting spot here. Felix has been pitching well for the most part this year. His one start versus Texas, 6 innings, 6 hits, no earned, 3 Ks for 19.3 points. He's actually been better on the road than at home this year. His last start was at Oakland, -1.2, but that Texas start came at home, 19-3 at 23 at the White Sox, 16-8 at Houston, 13-3 at home versus Houston, 23-5, 23-9, 11.2. He's been pitching really, really well of late outside of this recent Oakland start. So maybe a bounce back spot against a Texas team that's pretty much thrown in the towel, which they have thrown in the towel. So pretty much, they have thrown in the towel. They strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Pena, 22% K rate, 42% ground ball rate. Lots to like here with Felix Pena at this price point. Yes, Texas has guys that can hit the ball. We know this. Ruggi Odor, Joey Gallo, and company, so many more. At the same time, they strike out a ton. They struggle a ton. They have a team total just below four. Lefties, 342. Righties, 293 versus Felix Paynes. You can attack him with the lefties if you so choose. But at $6,100, definitely a punt that is in play for you tonight. So in this middle area, I got Hamels 1, Pena 2, Eovaldi 3. Now we drop down below $5,000. $5,000. You got guys like Daniel Mingden of the Oakland A's, $4,900 at the Seattle Mariners. Mingden, he's actually making a start instead of coming out of the bullpen his last few games. You know, four innings, five innings, four and two-thirds because they've been doing the bullpen stuff. But 10.6, 20.7, 15.9, he's been doing very, very well in those small roles. He's facing a Seattle team that strikes out a little over 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Mingden's got a 40% ground ball rate, a 15% K rate. So not a huge strikeout guy. A lot of pitch to contact as we're used to. Seattle, a 4.2 team total. 312 WOBA, 159 ISO. Isn't crazy, though. And it's more about the price point with Mingden at $4,900 that gets your attention. The Rays are playing a bullpen game, so you got Ryan Yarbrough coming out of the pen. When you look at Yarbrough, he's $4,800 against the Yankees. And on the season, let's see what he's got going. He's averaging 10.7 against the Yankees. Four appearances, four earned, 12 innings pitched, 11 Ks, averaging about 11 points against the Yanks. He's coming off a 15-pointer at Texas. They've been messing with the bullpen innings, though, so just be careful with that if you choose to go that direction. And the last guy on here is Brian Mitchell of the San Diego Padres. This is price point only, $4,200 at the Giants. You're playing that game. He's faced him twice this year. He's averaging 2.6 to start, but his last time out, five innings, nine hits, four earned, four Ks for 5.9. His last three starts since he's been back in the rotation, 5.9, 11.9, 14.3. He's $4,200. This is why I mention it. He's cheap, cheap, cheap. Like 4K outfielders, you'll take 5 to 10 points on. He's got that upside against the Giants to not just completely ruin it for you. So he can be an ultimate, ultimate punt for you if you want to get an ace and all the bats. You got Coors Field in play tonight. So many ways to go about it. So you're pitching down below. Mingden 1, Mitchell 2, Yarbrough 3. Recapping them all. Kluber, Strasburg, Flaherty up top. In the middle, Hamels, Pena, Eovaldi. Down below, Mingden, Mitchell, Yarbrough. So lots of ways to go about it tonight. Join us in the SD Slack chat with questions if you are looking for some help there. Let's get to the bats. The catcher's position on the slate. You got Wilson Ramos and Coors versus Brian Anderson at $4,800. That definitely has some appeal to it there. Yan Gomes against Dylan Covey at 4K is very, very nice. Covey, we talk about stacking up against him all the time. Cleveland has a 5-5-5 team total just below the Rockies for best on the slate. Lefties 372, righties 320 versus Covey. So Yan Gomes at 4K will be one of those overlooked guys if you want to be different with the Indians. When you go down farther, if you aren't using a guy like Cole Hamels, Elias Diaz, Francisco Cervelli at 38 and 35 respectively are in play versus Cole Hamels if you're trying to be different. Blake Swihart, if he is in the Boston lineup, he's catcher outfield eligible. $3,400 versus Dylan Bundy does come into play for you there as a bit of a value. Austin Hedges versus Derek Holland at $3,400. It is in San Francisco, so it's not as appealing, but still not bad. Same with Aramis Garcia of the Giants, $3,400 versus Brian Mitchell. Two cheaper catchers if you so choose to go that route. When you get down to the bottom threes now, like always, Mike Zunino, GPP, $3,200. He is always worth a look. Martin Maldonado against Estrada of Toronto at 3K. I like quite a bit as a cheaper catching option as well. Below 3K now, it gets a little quieter because most of the guys we wanted are up top or they're not playing. But check lineups, maybe a Briseño's in a lineup for the Angels versus Sampson at 2,800. Stuff like that. Sandy Leone's there at 26. He's been super ice cold. Jonathan Lucroy at 26. I don't mind versus Paxton just as a punt, but hopefully there's better options out there when you're putting your lineups together. Let's go to the first base position. You got Joey Gallo versus Pena at 48, definitely in play for you. Edwin Encarnacion versus Dylan Covey at 46 does have some massive appeal. Yuli Gurriel at 45 versus Estrada, not bad at all. Do like that quite a bit. If you want to be contrarian, Goldie versus Kershaw is interesting. Anthony Rizzo versus Taillon. You do go lefties versus Taillon, but overall Taillon's been pitching really, really well. So I think I'll pick my poisons elsewhere. Like a Yonder Alonso at 41 versus Dylan Covey. definitely in play. Luke Voigt's been straight fire. You got Castillo starting, and then lefty Yarbrough coming in at 41 for Voigt. Could be interesting. Going down even farther, like a Mitchie Two Bags for Steele and Bundy at 39 in play for you there as a value play. Switch hit and Josh Bell at 39 versus Hamels if you so choose. Farther down you go, like a Yandy Diaz, first base, third base at 3,700. If he's in the Cleveland lineup, that is some nice value versus Dylan Covey, a nice cheap piece of that pie, like we like to look for. Other than that, check your lineups. Ryan Healy's 34, but not running to do that at all. Raul Guzman at 3,400 bucks versus Pena for the Rangers is a cheap first baseman as well, but he's very, very streaky. Talk about ultimate GPP type stuff. Second base, Jose Ramirez at 56 versus Covey is outstanding. Cleveland, obviously, a big, big play tonight versus Dylan Covey. Going on down to like a Jose Altuve at 46 versus Estrada. Don't sleep on Houston in this one. Houston's got a 5.15 team total. When you're looking to attack Estrada, lefty's 321, righty's 385. So you got the reverse splits versus Marco Estrada. You got DJ LeMahieu and Coors at 44 is in play. Switch hitting is Drubal Cabrera and Coors at 43 as well. But if you want to be a little different, like a Johnny VR versus Nate Eovaldi at 42 could come into play. Robbie Cano at 42 versus Daniel Mingden. Cano's slowly getting that bat going again after all that time away due to his lovely steroids. Kiki Hernandez versus Robbie Ray at 41. Jason Kipnis at 41. So it's kind of 42 to 41 range of second base. Very, very full with VR, Cano, Kipnis. Lots to like right there. Sliding on down even farther, if you get a fade Dallas Keuchel, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is only 4K. That could be worth a look. And then Rugio Odor is only 4K versus Pena. We said if you're not using Pena, lefties are the way to attack him. So Rugi at 4K does give you some nice value. Even farther down, though, if you want to fade Severino, and Joey Wendell is only 3,900 bucks. I can respect that. Jed Jericho, not going that route tonight at 3,900. Farther down you look, though, you got guys like Daniel Murphy and a GPP versus Tanya at 38 could be in play. Switch hitting Jed Lowry at 37. Not the greatest plays, but they are options if you're looking to go there. Neil Walker, Franklin Barreto is probably not going to be in the lineup because he's not that good in the bigs for some reason. And then, yeah, it's about going to do it. It's pretty top heavy, or you go way, way, way down for values when they come out. So kind of pick your poison there at the second base position. Third base, again, Jose Ramirez at 56. Arenado and Coors at 51 versus Eflin's very, very nice. Max Muncy does hit lefties well. Justin Turner at 46 versus Robbie Ray. Stuff to look at there. The Dodgers team total is only 3.8 versus Ray. Lefty's 253, righty's 332. So you can attack him if you so choose. Matt Carpenter's cooled down a bit, but still 4,600 bucks isn't horrible. But another guy that's cooled down a lot is Alex Bregman, third base shortstop eligible. He's averaging only 5.4 his last 10. 5-7-7 in his last three. Maybe he's going to start waking up. No one better to help with than a guy like Marco Estrada at 4,500 bucks. So getting a bit of a discount. Bregman's been about 5,500 a lot lately, getting about 1,000 bucks off against a mediocre pitcher at best. Will Myers versus Derek Holland at 42 is another guy you can look at. Then Rafael Devers, very, very inconsistent. We know this, but he's averaging 7.1 his last 10. He went to Ding Dong City on Saturday. I don't have Sunday's numbers here because DraftKings' focus is on football now. But in his last three games prior to that, 14, 19, and 10, he's starting to heat up. And when you face a guy like Dylan Bundy, there's a lot you can like there. Red Sox third highest team total at 5.4. Lefties are hitting 394 off Bundy. Righties 290. So a guy like Rafael Devers, very inconsistent but streaky, and he's 4,100 bucks. Could be a really, really solid third base play tonight. Further on you go, like if you think Flaherty's going to struggle for St. Louis, Moustakas, Shaw, those kind of guys, you're going to have Yelich and Grandy, and a lot of those boys are in play because if you do attack a guy like Flaherty, it's lefties 282, righties 274. You can go lefties. It's just a crapshoot because he's been that damn good. But going down even farther, like a David Freese at 3,900 versus Robbie Ray if you're choosing to attack there. Matt Chapman versus Paxton at 39 could be a play for you. Kyle Seager's 38 versus Mengden. Evan Longoria 38 versus Brian Mitchell. Those are kind of ultimate punt plays. Yandy Diaz, again, 37 versus Covey's one I really like if you need to go cheaper at the position. Other than that, just kind of check the lineups, see what comes your way. Going over to the shortstop position, you have your usual suspect up top, Francisco Lindor at 54 versus Dylan Covey. That's a gimme there. Didi Gregorius likely done for the year. That was devastating news. Manny Machado versus Robbie Ray at 46 in your GPPs. But again, Alex Bregman at 45 does have value to it. Asdrubal Cabrera is in Coors at 43. You could look there. Paul DeJong, 42 versus Chase Anderson. When you're looking at the Cardinals, if Chase Anderson's the starter, he's usually got reverse splits. Righties hit him much better than lefties. So keep that in mind. Again, Lourdes Gurriel, if you're fading Keuchel at 4K, is another option for you. Gene Segura, only 3,900 versus Daniel Mingden, does have some upside to it. But Marwin Gonzalez, again, outfield shortstop, 3,700 bucks versus Marco Estrada. Sign me up there, either in the outfield or at shortstop, which is too cheap. Stack him up with Breggs and company and have a lot of fun, or one-offs. I use Marwin as a one-off a lot because he's just productive, great for cash games. Really, really good cash game player. Let's head to the outfield. As shortstop is top-heavy as usual, except for the ultimate putts like Adrianza's and company, but the Twins aren't in play tonight. Outfield, Mookie Betts, really good play, of course. You got Trout. Yelich went deep again yesterday. He's 5,700 versus Flaherty. Great GPP play there. Guys like Blackman and Coors at 52 versus Eflin, very, very nice as well. Obviously, Colorado, the highest total on the slate at 5.8. Lefties hit 338, righties 281 off Zach Eflin. I got Michael Brantley, 51 versus Covey, always underowned up in this price range, so keep an eye on him, especially if you're stacking. Rhys Hoskins and Coors versus Tyler Anderson at 5K is very, very nice. Phillies have a 5.2 team total, fourth highest. Lefties 298, righties 304 versus Tyler Anderson. So Hoskins at 5K in Coors is nice. Joey Gallo at 48, talked about him earlier. Not bad at all. Shohei Ohtani at 48 could be interesting as well. Juan Soto at 47. Dylan Cousins, nah, probably not going to pay that price for him. Like Aaron Altherr, we know he crushes lefties. He's 46 in Coors. That's quite the price hike, but that's what you get with Coors Field, so keep an eye on him. Mitch Haniger's been swinging it well at 46, and then Hunter Renfro as well at 4,600 versus Derek Holland for your GPP homers. But I like Haniger there at 46 very, very much. As you go down farther, like an A.J. Pollock versus Kershaw on a GPP, maybe. Cedric Mullins of Baltimore, if you're kind of putting a Baltimore stack together versus Eovaldi at 43, you could look there. Daniel Polka, I mentioned that Kluber will give up a home run or two. Polka took him deep last time. If you want to play that dice again at 4,300 bucks, you can. It's risky, but definite upside there if you choose to do so. Chris Davis versus Paxton at 43, I do like in a GPP to be contrarian, with tremendous upside in that matchup. George Springer's day-to-day, if he cracks the lineup, he's only 4,200 bucks. You have to keep an eye on that. Mentioned Will Myers earlier, Jason Kipnis earlier at 41. He's second base outfield now for those that missed that over the last 4 or 5 days. He's got outfield eligibility, which is nice. You got guys like Adam Jones at 4K versus Eovaldi. Again, if you're kind of putting Baltimore out there, you look at guys like that. Randall Grichuk does hit lefties really, really well. Keuchel's a better than average lefty, but he's not elite anymore either. When you look at the Blue Jays, lefties 260, righties 313 off of Keuchel. So Grichuk at 4K can be a contrarian power play as well. Piscotty versus Paxton at 4K, same situation as Grichuk, just GPP power play. Greg Allen, a nice cheapie for Cleveland at 3,900 bucks. If he's in the lineup, could look that direction. A guy like Granderson, 3,900 bucks versus Flaherty, is quite the discount on him. Marcelo Zuna, only 3,900 bucks versus Chase Anderson. I like that quite a bit, especially in your GPP plays. That's got some value. He's been averaging 7.2 his last 10. He had 2 points yesterday, 0 on Saturday, then 5, 8, 9, 11, 22 prior to that. So swinging a good stick before the quiet weekend, so keep an eye on him. Good discount there on Ozuna. Teoscar Hernandez, another guy who hits lefties really well. 3,800 bucks versus Keuchel if you're choosing to get a little different in that respect. Nomar Mazara versus Felix Pena at 38 does have some tremendous upside in that matchup. Marvin Gonzalez at 37. We talked about him already. I talk about him every show because I'm obsessed, apparently. Following farther down, you got guys like Mark Canha, GPP at 36 versus Paxton. Not running to play that, but that's kind of those long shot GPP plays you look at. So many players with 40-man calls. But Franmil Reyes, our boy, at 34 versus Derek Holland. That is a great, great value GPP play. Cole Calhoun at 34 leading off for Sampson at Texas. So some nice cheaper options here. But Franmil, ultimate GPP play. Could be 0 for 4, 4Ks. You could double dong versus Holland. Great discounted price there. So a lot to like with that price point. And then other than that, just kind of check your lineup, see what else pops up, as there's always a few down below. Recapping your pitching on this slate, up top, Kluber, Strasburg, Flaherty. In the middle, Hamels, Pena, Eovaldi. Down below, Mengden, Mitchell, Yarbrough. Let's talk about some stacks, the usual suspects. You got like the the Rockies and the Phillies and Coors, of course. The Indians versus Covey is outstanding. Red Sox versus Bundy could be a lot of fun in that one as well. The Astros versus Estrada, like that quite a bit. The Angels versus Adrian Sampson of Texas could be sneaky nice. Late West Coast special where no one will take advantage of that. You could go to San Francisco between the Padres and the Giants. Just, you know, Brian Mitchell is very, very hittable. Since you're playing in San Francisco, you're playing with fire at times. The Cardinals versus Chase Anderson could be very, very interesting. Chase is kind of an all-or-nothing guy, reverse splits, so keep an eye on that one. But always a lot to like. You could pick on all kinds of other guys. You know, Eovaldi versus Orioles could be interesting, so on and so forth. Let's look at your BVP on this slate. JT Realmuto, 9 for 24, two doubles and a triple versus Strasburg. Kendrys Morales, 6 for 21 with a double off of Keuchel. Tyler White, Josh Reddick, Evan Gaddis have all taken Marco Estrada deep. Brian McCann, 10 for 33 off of Marco Estrada. Brock Holt, 8 for 13, two doubles and a homer off Bundy. Pierce has taken him deep. Leone's taken him deep. Bogaerts, 9 for 29, two doubles, two homers. Benintendi, 8 for 26, two doubles, a triple, and a homer. JD Martinez has taken him deep. Betts taken him deep three times. JBJ, Rafael Devers have both taken him deep. They've had 12 home runs. They're hitting 280 as a team with a 375 WOBA and a 241 ISO off of Dylan Bundy. So if you weren't convinced on the Red Sox yet, I think that helped you, kind of push you a little bit farther. Caleb Joseph has a homer, and Chris Davis, two homers off Nate Eovaldi. Javi Baez, 10 for 16 with a four doubles and two homers off of Jameson Taillon. Anthony Rizzo, 9 for 18 with a double and two homers. Schwarber's taking him deep as well. Starling Marte, 10 for 20 with a double and a homer off of Cole Hamels. Jose Abreu's not playing. Got so many good numbers. Yeah, Palka, 1 for 8 with that solo home run. Omar Navarez, Yomer Sanchez taking Kluber deep as well, but as a team hitting 215. Kipnis, 5 for 12 with a homer off of Covey. Melky's taking him deep as well. Charlie Blackman, 3 for 5 with two homers off of Eflin. Gerardo Parra's taking him deep as well. Cesar Hernandez, 6 for 12 with a double off of Tyler Anderson. Christian Walker, 2 for 2 with two homers off Kershaw. That's a stat for you. Chris Stewart, 9 for 17 with a double and a homer. Goldie, 12 for 54, two doubles, three homers, a 222 average. So the team are hitting 209, but they do have some pop against him. Matt Kemp, 7 for 16, two doubles, two homers off Robbie Ray. Rocky Gale, Manny Machado, Brian Dozier, Puig all have one homer. And Kiki Hernandez, 8 for 28, double, triple, three homers off of Robbie Ray. So definitely some things you can take advantage of as a team at 271 with 21 extra base hits, including nine home runs, a 372 WOBA, and a 235 ISO for the Dodgers versus Robbie Ray. As we get to the bottom here, Nelson Cruz, nothing special. Mark Canha, Luke Roy, Chris Davis all have homers off of Paxton. Simeon's taken him deep twice, but as a team late at 215. Franmil Reyes, 2 for 3 with a homer. Renfro, 2 for 6, double and a homer. Eric Hosmer, 9 for 24, two doubles and a homer off of Derek Holland. There you have it, your Monday edition of Quick Hits in the books. Again, check us out online at thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. I am at BD Endrick. Join the Slack chat. It just got to ask for an invite. Come on in. Sometimes it's popping. Sometimes it's quiet. But if you're asking questions, somebody will answer. And usually I'm in there or someone else. So it's tons and tons of fun. The more we get it, the more we go. The Always Pressing Pod, again, recording tonight with Jesse and then guest Ryan Baroff of Golflandia to preview the Ryder Cup. Should be an absolute blast. Go check out draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports for a free $3 entry into a tournament of your choice. If you're looking for a lineup optimizer for your NFL DFS plus some other great injury tools and more, go check out thequantedge.com, promo code BENCHED for $10 off your first month. We would appreciate a rate and review on iTunes if you could. Much, much appreciated. If you're looking to write for fantasy, betting, just sports news in general, come hit me up. Come hit the Sports Degens up. We are always looking for more contributors. But with that being said, enjoy your final Monday of regular season MLB action, as this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 24th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. and our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.